on the new Mix 96.5.
All right. He is the author of a book that both producer and Eric and I want to applaud.
His name is Patrick Wongus. Welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show, Patrick.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning.
So, this book, Eric brought this to our attention, and over the weekend, you know, we each took one home to look through it, because as a woman, Patrick, it offends me that you have actually titled your book, How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat.
Do you think that was too much time? Should have I done it less?
That would be no. Now, I have to say, after looking through your book, it has some really great ideas. If guys would follow some of these ideas, then they could actually get a girl to not blow them off. I don't know about getting her into bed in 10 minutes, but guys need to read this book, I believe, because it's going to get them to understand women. However, I have to disagree with the fact that the whole point of the book is, can I quote this one little part that I highlighted here?
Of course you can. Why not?
Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Well, hold on a second. Okay, it says, once you master the techniques, you'll have all kinds of gorgeous women at your door begging you for sex.
Wasn't that you last night?
Excuse me, sir. No. Now, I have to say, Ryan, let me give Ryan a little bit of some time here, because I have to collect myself, because I just can't even. I mean, there are so many things I've highlighted, Patrick, because I'm like, you know what?
All right, we'll choose one. Let's do it.
Wait a second, Patrick. I know, first of all, because you know, I'm sure there are going to be women out there, they're going to be outraged by the title of the book, but you know, here's the deal. I always say, know your prey. Know your subject matter. That's why I will read Cosmo. You know, I try and figure out my wife. You want to learn these things.
Sure.
So women should learn about us, you know, and how we, you know.
How we think about always where our mind is most of the time.
Exactly.
Right.
Look, I agree the title is definitely a little bit sleazy. but actually, when you get the chance to read the entire book, it is a book about re-educating men about women. What do women really want? How do you connect with them? How do you understand them? Once you know what a woman truly wants, then you know how to win a woman over. And the key in this book is to get the woman to initiate the sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key point.
Yep.
And if you understand that, then it's very easy. We were discussing this with a couple of women last night who obviously, you know, were freaking out at the title.
Right.
And then I said, look, read this part on what a woman truly wants. She goes, what would a guy know about what a woman truly wants? Then she reads it and goes, well, this is obvious. Every guy should know this.
Every guy should know, but they don't.
But they don't.
So some of the things that that you have in your book, I mean, there's so many different chapters about how to, you know, good pickup lines and bad pickup lines, and one about hypnosis and seduction strategies. I have to mention this. One of the pickup lines that you have suggested, not one to avoid, but one to actually use, is, I love your hairstyle. Where did you have it done? Now, honestly, Patrick, if a guy asked me that in a bar, I would think that he's not on my team.
Is that because you think your hair's messy, or?
No, I would just be like, gosh, guys, I don't think that guys pay attention to the
hair. If I walked up to
Rula
in a bar, you know, oh, I love your hair. Where'd you get it done?
Yeah. I mean,
it depends how you say it. Look, if I go, oh, I love your hair. Where'd you get it done? Well, you're going to feel very safe because you think I'm a raving queer.
Even if I did it like, hey, babe, I love that hair. Where'd you get it done?
See, this is the problem, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's how you say
it. When we communicate, with 56% through body language.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have 35%, which is tonality. That's the way you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 7% is the words. So it's not just what you say, it's the way you say it. If I could give you a compliment, but if I don't sound like a raving queer, or I don't sound like I'm... Sorry about that one. But you know, the people go, oh my God,
I
love your dress.
By the way, Patrick is from Australia. That's different lingo over there. Okay, so continue. I'm sorry.
That means a cigarette. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Look, if I actually, that's called a fag.
Yeah,
that's right. That is
the
how
same
they
sort
say
of thing.
Are we selling the shovel? You're digging it deeper.
Hold on.
Are we selling this book or something else here?
No,
okay,
no, hold
I'm getting
on,
worried.
Let me throw out the phone number, because as we are talking about your book, I would like to get some commentary or questions from our listeners. 713-390-5965. It's Patrick Wanis, and the book is How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat.
Now, we're running out of time.
Yes. Well, it's not going to happen today, at least on this show right now. But I will tell you this. I agree with this part. There's a whole section in here, Patrick, that you've written about what women want.
Okay.
And there's some that say the myths and beliefs about what type of man attracts a woman. And some people, guys, I really think believe that if you're loaded and you have good looks and lots of power, then it's going to be easy for you to pick up girls. But I have to mention that you have hit the nail right on the head with this last paragraph. It says, ultimately, a woman wants her man to make her feel special. She wants to experience love and ecstasy with him. She wants him to listen, pay attention to her, and be with her. And it goes on and on. But that right there, really, you did get in a nutshell. That's why I'm kind of like 50-50 on your book. I think you explain it well.
So we've got 5 minutes left. Sorry. Okay. No, you're exactly right. What it is, here's the difference between men and women. Men are more about doing things. Women are more about being. Also, when a woman comes to a man and she's had a bad day or she's had a bad experience, the instant reaction of a guy is, oh, let me solve this problem for you. Here's my advice. The woman doesn't want the advice. She just wants you to be empathetic, understanding, listen to her. What she also wants to know is that you cherish her, that she's the one. And, of course, the other thing that women want is, hey, I don't mind you touching me, but let me decide when you can touch me, not touching me 24 hours a day.
I have to agree with that. Yeah.
They just want to be in the driver's seat. You know, the one thing, I'm sitting here looking at some of your tools as far as picking up women. Use humor and make her laugh and be lighthearted in topics of discussion. Last night I'm watching Average Joe. So right. She's got these guys that don't really look particularly great. Right. And she booted off all the guys that had the great personalities, that had the great sense of humor, and she just went strictly for the looks, you know. How do you get around the fact that, you know, you may look a little nerdy? I mean, what do you do to compensate then?
It's going to be your personality, because if women only went for either the rich, the powerful, the good-looking guys, then all the fuggly guys would never get a girl. I mean, they wouldn't. And they're out there. You'll see short, fuggly guys with these gorgeous, model-looking women. Is that not true?
Well, you know, I have to
occasionally.
Say.
Occasionally.
Hey, I've seen plenty of really hot guys with very not so attractive women, too.
Here's another point. The difference is that women worry more about their looks than guys even do. And unfortunately, women look beyond men's looks once they look at the person and the heart. And if you have values and character and if you're sincere and if you are actually a kind, caring person, you can win a woman over before the rich, arrogant prick will.
Whoa, that's a word. 713.
Is that a cigarette too?
It's a cigarette too, right? In Australia?
It's the name of the brand.
Woo! Okay, Erica and Katie, welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show. Oh, there she goes. Well, she was the boss of her.
I shouldn't have used that word, should I? It reminded her of her boyfriend.
Okay, 713-390-5965 is the phone number you can call about this book. And I just want to read this other little part that I highlighted here because I really believe if guys would just pay attention to this, this paragraph right here, I think it could make a dramatic difference in how they pick up girls if, you know, when they're out doing that. If you want to win over a woman, be courteous and respectful to her. Show her gracious consideration and appreciation. Show her regard and thoughtfulness. Prize her and treasure her and cherish her and tell her she is important to you and she makes a difference to you. Yes, 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 and
yes. Did I write that?
Yeah, I think you did, I can't believe it.
I know, I'm surprised myself.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it has good points, but at the same time, okay, explain to us, please, the hypnosis chapter, please, because that kind of sounds shady to me. That's a little shady.
It's like the cigarette, Slim Shady. But anyway, the reason I mention that is, there's a really good chapter there about love. And a lot of people get confused. Like, you know, people come to me, because, as you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so some people complain and say, I've fallen out of love with my partner, or I can't get over my ex-partner. He or she is the only person I've ever really loved. What we think is that if we meet the right person who has this, this, and this, and looks this way, walks this way, talks this way, we're going to fall in love. What we don't understand is that feeling exists within us, and then we find someone that triggers that feeling of love, that state of ecstasy and love. So I'm using the term hypnosis here because ultimately, I'm going to use techniques and strategies that are going to help you experience the idea of or the state of love and ecstasy. Then you're going to think that you've fallen in love with me. If you and I hang out long enough and we have bad experiences, then you're going to start associating negative things with me. And eventually, enough bad experiences will mean that you'll associate bad with me or pain and you'll say, I've fallen out of love with him.
That's actually a great point because I think a lot of people that are in relationships where they feel like, you know, and they're on the road to divorce because they're not into this person anymore. It's because negative things have happened where now that significant other is a negative thing in their life. Should we go to Shannon?
Yeah, I want to check out Shannon here on line three. She's actually, I believe, read the book. Good morning, Shannon.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
So you have read this book, correct?
I have not read the book.
You have not?
No, absolutely not. But everything I've heard so far, I'm en route down to Clear Lake, so I've been listening to your show since this guy's been on. And I think it's a novel idea. I think it's fabulous that he's going to put it in terms that guys can understand. And I think that more men should read it and get to know how to get into the pants of women.
And my phone number is available too, Shannon.
What is that?
No, I'm not available, but I'm certainly glad your book is.
You know, Shannon, I had mentioned to Patrick, I was almost going to tell you, Patrick, that you should have two different covers for this book. Right. Like, if there was a female and a male section of a bookstore, in the female section of the bookstore, it would be titled How to Meet a Girl.
I so agree with that. I was going to say, if he could do something to help guys, absolutely. Market it for both sexes, because it's awesome.
Right.
I've got to say this, too, because the history behind this is very interesting. Mm-hmm. It was a company that brought me the title of this book that wanted me to write this. And I said, I can't write this. I write spiritual books, angels and soulmates. And then I realized there was an opportunity to actually re-educate men. And ultimately, the women that have read this said, oh, I want to give this to my guy. I want to give this to my boyfriend. I met these two girls for Halloween. They said, we want to give this to our boyfriends, and we don't have boyfriends. Meaning, you know, we want to give it to all the guys.
Right.
So they know how to treat us.
Right. Well, we are speaking to Patrick Juanes. He has written the book, How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat.
All right, when we come back, I want to ask you a quick question about, you know, what about us old married guys? We have an author in the studio of... I don't really find it that controversial. I think a lot of this is common sense. It's how to meet a girl and get her into bed in exactly 10 minutes flat.
Patrick Juanes, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, give us a little bit of background, Patrick. Obviously, you're from your accent. We know that you're from Australia. Now, tell us exactly what
you're from Mexico.
No.
I have lived there. Does that count?
Okay. But what is your background like? What would make you so smart so that we would take this advice on this book that you've written? Like, what is your background?
Well, I never said I was smart. I just said I was a sleaze. Does that count?
No. Oh, my God. You're not making a good impression,
all right,
Patrick.
Sorry. Okay, I'll try to be serious for a moment. My background is in behavioral sciences. Mm-hmm. So I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a hypnotist. I have degrees and qualifications in hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, communication, and behavioral sciences. So basically, it's about understanding how people think. How do women think? How do men think? And a lot of what I've written in the book is based not just on personal experience with clients, but a lot of research. And most of it really has come out through therapy that I've done with people.
And again, it's called How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat. And from what we have decided here, I think the title of the book is just to grab the guys to pick it up and start reading it.
Absolutely. Now, really, you were talking about a chapter called What Women Want, and Erica is on the line right now. She's got a comment about that.
Well, he started saying, I think, Rula, it was actually one part of the book that you said you highlighted, where he said, you know, it's true that you need to be courteous and respectful and, you know, treat a woman like a princess. But if a woman knows that those intentions aren't genuine, you're not going to score.
Yeah, I mean, I make that point. I talk about being sincere. Women are very smart, completely intuitive and perceptive.
Right.
At determining when is a guy being sincere and when is he just trying to play you. And you can't fake your way through this.
Right, exactly. That was my point.
Do you think there are some guys who will read this book and that they'll see, like, the light and they will be able to pull this off and look sincere and actually mean it genuinely? Because I think Erica's worried that guys are going to get this book and just be fake.
That's exactly.
Well, if the guys see the light, they'll see the truth in it, which is really about changing yourself.
Well, it's also easy to misinterpret the title, I know, because, I mean, it says how to... you know, basically score a woman in 10 minutes.
Yeah, because you get the vibe that it's more like all about scamming as opposed
right.
to...
Right, exactly.
But that's the
maintaining
way
maintaining something.
But that's the way I get the attention of the guys.
Yeah,
see, well, that's true. Man bookstore, woman bookstore. The man title would be Get a Girl in Bed in 10 Minutes Flat. They'd pick that up and fly off the shelves.
Now, you can get this in bookstores. Now, where can we find this?
On the website, www.patrickwanis.com, WANIS.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Erica.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks. Yeah, Patrick, I got a question. What about guys like me? Okay, I've been married for now 6 years. So say, I'm just wanting to get her a little bit of...
He still doesn't figure out his wife after 6 years, that's for sure.
You know, I'm just wanting to get her, like, you know, really, geared up really quick, okay?
This book is for both single and married guys, because the first complaint that most married men have is, well, we don't have sex anymore. We used to have a lot of sex. We don't have sex anymore. And it amazes me how ignorant most men are in the sense that they don't take notice of the effort, the time, and the thought that women put into... looking good. In fact, most women spend more time getting ready to go out than they actually do staying out.
right.
And the funny thing is, you know, the wife will come home and she's got a new hairstyle. The man hasn't even noticed the new hairstyle. And then when she says, what do you think of my new hair? He says,
it looks the same.
Why did you get your hair done?
Exactly. Patrick, you did that last week.
Last week, we had a little altercation. My wife spent like a fortune. I was a little bit angry because she spent so much money on his haircut. And it was like hundreds of dollars to get her haircut.
And he tells her, it looks the same. I don't know what you're wasting your money for.
Right, but you missed the point. She was trying to look good for you. She was trying to actually look good for you.
That's a good point there, Patrick.
Now, if a guy wants more sex from his wife or his regular girlfriend, it's really simple. Make her feel special. Notice her. Compliment her. Connect with her. Establish the bond and connection. A woman, the most important thing to a woman is to know that you think she's beautiful, that she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she's dressing up and trying to look good, she wants to impress you. She wants to know that you appreciate her beauty. And if you don't, well, no wonder you're not getting any sex.
All right.
I have got to say, that is an excellent point, Patrick.
I give her compliments, though.
Very good. But do you give her enough?
It's about noticing the details.
Yeah, the small details.
The small
It's
points.
The little things.
What about,
really
like, physical
matter?
Stuff? You know, should I be, like, you know, doing anything different? You know, dressing different? You know, spicing up things in other ways? You know?
Fortunately, women see beyond looks. Yes, women are actually more obsessed. Nothing against you, Ryan, because you got the perfect face for radio, but...
I'm sorry.
I've been wanting to use that joke for a long time.
No, but you know, Patrick, I have to say that's true because here we're talking about how we, you know, we as the girls, we're always, you know, the new hair and working out and the clothes and how much makeup we put on and we really want to smell good, we want to look good. But the guy doesn't do anything. And
so
apparently he's
you're saying I can pretty much just be a big fat slob. Doesn't matter what I look like.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the other extreme. In fact, there's a chapter there that talks about physical turnoffs that men do and behavioral turnoffs.
What's the biggest turnoff I can do physically?
Take your shirt off.
It's about, like, you know, hygiene and things like that.
Hygiene is one, but you know, the most common one that women always say is guys who walk around with holes in their underwear or socks or t-shirts.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Spend a couple of bucks and get a new
t-shirt. Yeah, tidy whities with a little hole in the butt. Yeah, that's not good.
No, get rid of the shirts that have holes in them. Okay, one thing
that... Oh, those yellow stains, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
And
that's
you know
not in my book, incidentally.
You know, there's one other part of the book that I think, Ryan, you as a married guy, anybody that's married, I think that... I don't know if people who have been together for a long time pay attention to this as much as they should. Kissing. There is a whole little part in here about kissing, about how to master kissing and getting what you want. Because kissing, honestly, I have to agree with you, Patrick. In your book, you say that kissing, a good kiss can relieve tension and instill a sense of calm and peace and stimulate the brain and boost self-esteem. That is so true.
Right.
I think we women, as emotional creatures, we really take a lot about we think about a lot about the kiss. And guys are like, let's just zoom right over and get to the good stuff.
Men are using the kiss to get to the sex. Men actually think they're good kissers when in reality they're not. And they don't understand that if you know how to kiss a woman, then you get her excited, then she'll initiate the sex. You let her do it.
And you know, the funny thing is, after you've been married, you know, I don't know if this is true with all guys, but a lot of guys, this is true, you tend not to kiss as much. So, you know, 5-6 years down the line, you just, I don't know. A lot of times you skip right past that.
The relationship evolves, it changes, you mature, that's true. But you've also got to actually work a little bit harder to look for different situations to keep it alive. And also, the kissing can change. It doesn't have to always be sexual. It can be affectionate.
Yeah.
Women love affectionate, sensual kisses.
Sure.
It doesn't always have to be sexual.
We love that. Cindy, welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show. Hi, what's your comment?
Hi. I've been married 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found, I mean, everything y'all saying is true, but what I have found is when you've been married that long, the husband seems to think that 5 minutes before he wants the sex, that's when he shows the affection.
Well, because he's lost it. He hasn't thought about... He's taking you for granted. That's what's basically happening.
Oh, no.
That's true. But, I mean, I want to be romanced. You know, if we're going to have a romantic weekend, you know, show me affection all weekend without just wanting sex. And then maybe,
so with the married guys, you really can't do it in 10 minutes. You need a little bit more time then.
Actually, you need more effort too.
Yeah, you need a lot more effort.
Right.
When a girl is single, she'll engage in sex for various reasons. One is to win a guy. One is maybe because she thinks that that's the way she's going to score him. And other times, there's some single women who are just looking for sex. But in marriage, you know, the dynamics change. And if a guy wants to keep the romance and the sex alive, he's got to keep working on the romance.
That's right, because you do take each other for granted. Again, the name of the book, How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat. It's Patrick Juanes. He is here live in studio. We'll go to another phone call.
Let's try Michelle here on line 3.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Rule and Ryan Show on the new Mix 96.5.
Hi, how are y'all?
What's your comment for Patrick?
Well, actually, I was listening to Ryan talk about being married, and I'm married as well. Me and my husband have been married a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And basically what my question is for Patrick is my husband tells me how beautiful I am, and he tells me how wonderful I am, and he appreciates me. He really does.
Mm-hmm.
But he still complains that we're not having enough sex. And I kind of think that for me, you can only tell a woman so much how beautiful she is and how wonderful she is. Because what gets me in the bed with him is when he picks up a broom and I'm off.
Okay.
Broom and I'm off.
Just some housework.
No, and she's exactly right, because that's some of my closing comments. In the very almost the last page, I say that. I say, do her laundry, share the chores. Because there's many different ways to make a woman feel special. If you actually say, look, honey, I understand how tired you are. I know how much effort you've put into this relationship. Now, sit back, relax. I'm going to do some work.
Jeez, is that a turn on, though? You know, it's like a rule. Say you were in a relationship and you came home and the guy's, hey, he's got a bathrobe on, he's mopping the floor, he's done your laundry, it's all folded.
I'd be like, honey, you cleaned the house? Oh my God, that's so sweet.
It's
like,
also
I'd be so
way,
excited.
Well, it's a way of saying, I care about you, I appreciate you, and I'm going to do something for you. Rather than your role is to clean, my role is to have sex.
You just give her money and say, here, go shopping.
Ryan, you're missing the point.
Let's get a maid.
Ryan's homework is to read all of this book.
Would you like a private therapy session, Ryan?
I think
that's my wife.
Thank you to everyone who has called. Please go to khmx.com. If you have any more comments, you can go to the listener line, 713-630-5757. Now, the book again, How to Meet a Girl and Get Her into Bed in Exactly 10 Minutes Flat. It's Patrick Wanis. And the website again, Patrick, where you can get the book is
www.patrickwanis.com. W-A-N-I-S, Patrick Wanis. If you like, you know, we can give away three books.
Well, how about that? That's right. 713-390-5965. If you would like one of these books, it is your lucky day. The first three callers are going to score one of these books in 10 minutes flat.
Patrick, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Patrick.